Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Ask the Garden Geek is brought to you by the good people at HelpIHaveBugs.com. Hey, do you have roaches in your home? If you do and you want to save some money, go to this website, HelpIHaveBugs.com. You'll see a video I made like 7 years ago. It's really cool. HelpIHaveBugs.com. And we know that it's springtime where I live. Yeah. Okay, so now we're in March. So it should be spring, right? Shouldn't it be spring? I think it should be spring. It is spring, and here's how I know it's spring. I got allergies like you wouldn't believe, and all the yellow pollen is all over everything. And we're not getting rain, so it's not washing it away. I had to go out and wash off the pickup truck this morning. It is just, man. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Grost. I am your chief geek, and I sold my house. More on that later, but I'm moving. Where am I moving to? I want to move to South Florida. It appears as though I bought some property down there. You know, it appears as though. They haven't said yes yet. And it's a lot. It's not a house. It's a lot where I would build a house. And I don't have any way to make a living down there other than what I do now. And what I do now, all of my clients are here. So I don't know. I guess the plan is, and this is the plan, because this is the year for change. The plan is that I'm going to rent a condo for a little while until I can organize myself enough to live down there. That's kind of what the plan is. That is what the plan is. And when I say a little while, I'm saying less than a year, that I have to move everything down there in order to live. I want to live down there. And I'm not going to identify where in South Florida, but it is in South Florida. Well, I will identify and say it is Southwest Florida area. And I initially wanted to move to South Florida over in the area of Palm Beach. That's where I originally wanted to go. And to tell you the honest to gosh truth, I would still love to go there. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to the other side of the state and live down there. And the reason being, it's quieter, there's less traffic, there's less but everything's there that I need, and there's a lot of plants that grow there that don't grow here. I like that. And it appears as though I bought three lots. Why do I always do that? Every time I buy land, I usually buy three lots, and this time it appears as though, if they say yes, which I think they will, it appears as though I bought three lots. And I'm going to build right smack in the middle of them and go from there. So this should be interesting. This should be fun. If I live long enough to do it all, you know, I am old. I am old. But I have energy and I have vitality and all of that good type of stuff. So this all seems, you know, the beginning of an interesting journey. But I got to move out of here. So, this, by the way, all of this came to being yesterday. Everything fell into place yesterday. So, you know, I've got all, you know, I hate moving. I absolutely hate moving. But for the last year, I have been getting rid of stuff. And I've been getting rid of stuff not for any other reason than to just get rid of stuff. I've accumulated nothing, and I've gotten rid of a bunch of stuff. I've gotten rid of. And so my ex-wife comes over here. And she says, gosh, she loves the fact that my house is so minimalist. And she's right. The house is very minimalist. A lot of furniture is gone because I didn't use it. A ton of furniture is gone because I didn't use it. A bunch of stuff out in my garage is gone because I didn't use it. I've been giving away some of my artwork. Now, I kind of like my artwork, but I've been parting with some of my artwork. My youngest son got one of my Peter Maxes, and I think that I will deliver the other two Peter Maxes to yet another son. And just because I have some original artwork by a couple of my children that I will hang on to and I will keep. I just keep getting rid of stuff. So moving will not be a difficult thing, although it will be a difficult thing, because you got all these little things that you got to pack up, you know. But I'm organized. I helped my former girlfriend move twice. She moved, and then a year later she moved again, and I helped her both times. How's that for gratitude? Then she dumped me. But anyway, I helped her move, you know, and you just get organized. And I learned from helping her move twice that you just get organized. And here's the way I do it. I will go down to a box place, not a box place that normal people go to, but a wholesale box place that I have done business with over the years. And I'm going to buy a poop load of the same size box. All boxes will be identically the same size. There will be no odd size boxes anywhere. And then I shall start in the kitchen, and I shall box up everything in the kitchen. And then, you know, in my bedrooms, there's not a lot to box up in my personal master bedroom. There will be a few things, but, you know, the dressers and all that, I'm not going to unload the dressers. I'm just going to tape them off. And, you know, when it comes time to move, they'll get moved. And that's how I will do that. And then out the door I will go. And here's the best part. I have no idea where I'm going. And I've got about 60 days or less to find a place to go. And go there, which in my mind is unstructured and unsettling. And I don't like, at my age, unstructured and unsettling. I like to know where everything is. When I move somewhere, I generally stay there for a very long period of time. The last house I owned, I thought I was going to live there until I died. I honestly did. And then, you know, I didn't. And then when I moved in here, I kind of thought the same thing. But then when it was just me living here, and I had, you know, a bunch of room that I didn't need, and I just decided that it was time for a change. And I've been making trips to South Florida and looking at property. Just about every weekend I've been going to South Florida and found a piece of property, did the due diligence on it, made the offer, and I think they're going to say yes. So that's good, but I'm not going to move there right away. I'll probably move down there within the next 6 months or maybe a year. And now if I move someone here, I'm going to have to sign a year lease, so it'll probably be a year. So, you know, life is exciting. Life is but a bowl of cherries. Anyway, how's your week going? The pollen is everywhere here. I went to a client's house who was getting ready to do a bunch of landscaping on one wall of her house. And part of the landscaping was she was going to paint the wall a kind of a brownish color. And she had a guy lined up to paint the wall. Well, I told him, don't do it now. I said, you got to wait till this pollen thing is done. I said, you know, that stuff is falling. You got trees, and that stuff is falling off the trees and getting onto the wall, and you're going to paint over it, and it's going to be a mess. And she didn't believe me. I said, go get me a white towel or small towel and get it damp and wet for me. So she did, because, you know, the wall looks fine. Trust me. She went and got it. We walked out there. I said, here. And I rubbed it across the wall, and boom, full of pollen. Just absolute full of pollen. It was, you know, this green, yellowish, green, yucky stuff. I mean, it was, ugh. And she goes, is this what I'm breathing? I said, yes. She goes, that's why I'm coughing? I said, yes. And everybody I know has this terrible cough from the pollen. I have been spared. I have been spared from the terrible cough. I don't know why, but I have been spared from the terrible cough. So we get through this part. Everybody's fertilizing now where I live. Everybody is fertilizing. Since I sold the house, I'm not going to fertilize. Just not going to do it. Done. Done. Not. I went out and on Sunday, I mowed really well, and boy, did I enjoy mowing the yard. I just, you know, it was the first real good spring mow, and I mowed it very, very well. I edged it beautiful. Lawn has a beautiful edge, just a beautiful edge. I went out, I trimmed the hibiscus, I trimmed a couple of other things back really, really well, and my neighbor finally trimmed his bougainvillea that had died from a freeze and got it off the fence, but I don't even care about that anymore. And I did all of that. You know, I mean, I just did a lot of cleanup and making the house look nice for spring. So not that it didn't look nice. It looked nice. It just, you know, I just went out and enjoyed the mow and enjoy it. But more than the mow, I enjoyed the edging. I absolutely enjoyed the edging a lot. It was really nice. And I'm just one of those people. I have an electric edger. Sometime I guess we should talk about that. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. Have a absolutely dandy day.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ask the Garden Geek is brought to you by the good people at HelpIHaveBugs.com. Hey, do you have roaches in your home? If you do and you want to save some money, go to this website, HelpIHaveBugs.com. You'll see a video I made like 7 years ago. It's really cool. HelpIHaveBugs.com. All right, did you watch Shark Tank? By the way, I have not watched Shark Tank this year, but I've got all of them recorded on my VCR. Nobody has a VCR. What is it called now? A DVR. I have all of them recorded on the DVR, and I just started catching up with them the other night when I couldn't sleep. And there was one on there about the robotic lawnmower. We're going to talk about that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am the chief geek in charge, man. And so I'm watching this episode of Shark Tank, and there was this company called Robin out of Dallas. I wonder if they're on the internet. Let me look. Let me go on this internet thing here and see if there is Robin. Hear my chair screech. R-O-B-I-N. Lawn care. In Dallas. All right, here we go. Boom. Is it Robin Lawn Care on Shark Tank? How about that? All right. Anyway, there it is. They come out, these young guys come out, and very impressive, they have something called Robin Autopilot. And it's a service where they come out to your yard and they place a robotic lawnmower in your yard. You've seen the vacuum cleaners. My ex has one of them. Irritating as can be, her cats go nuts and her husband's dog goes nuts when this thing just goes all around her house. I've seen those before. And by the way, everyone I've talked to who has one loves them. They just do. I'm not going to have one because I'm one of these people when it comes to vacuuming. It's kind of like the same way I am about edging a lawn. I want to do it myself. I want to be in control. And I'm like, I'm really into vacuum cleaners like I am lawnmowers and edgers. So I don't want a robotic edger. Well, this company comes out and they come out and they do a service for you. And what they do is they stick one of these things in your yard and it has a docking station. Okay. And it charges. It's an electric lawnmower. Now, one of the things that they were talking about is on the video, which was odd, they showed a gas-powered edger, and smoke was billowing out of it. And they said, you know, one of the things they wanted to do to capture these sharks' hearts was to tell them that lawn mowing and lawn maintenance equipment spewed out more pollution than their car did. And they're kind of right about that. And they said, we need to go electric. Okay, so all of that sounded good. Man, I'm liking this so far. All of this needs to go electric. I'm not objecting. I have an electric edger. Do not have an electric mower. But I have an electric edger, and I have an electric weed eater. And I have electric shrub trimmers. So I'm all in for this electric thing. Well, then they whip out, you know, this is what we got. And they had a bunch of sod there on the set. And this little door opens up, and out comes this little lawnmower. This electric robotic lawnmower, which goes and mows the yard for you a little bit at a time. Just comes out every day, does a little bit, and then it goes back into its docking station. It finds its docking station automatically and charges up to come back out and mow again. So, you know, isn't that interesting? But you just can't take these things and stick them on your yard and tell them to go. No, you have to have this wire installed all the way around your lawn. Now, for me, for anybody, this is going to be problematic because we all have like a front yard and a side yard that might be connected, but then there's a driveway. So how's that mower going to get over to the driveway? They didn't address any of this. And then there's another side yard and then perhaps an entry to the backyard. But so do you need two mowers or, you know, you have to pick the thing up and move it? The whole thing seemed problematic. But first, you got to install these wires under the ground. And then the lawnmower knows not to go out on the sidewalk or out into the street. And by the way, on my lawn, I've got a sidewalk between my street and the rest of the lawn. And it has lawn out there, you know. So how's this thing going to get out there? I want to know about that, too. I mean, how's it going to go over the sidewalk? And do I want to have the liability of having a mower going over a public sidewalk? So, you know, all of these questions were coming in. Now, I actually saw one of these things in person. I am on the board of directors of the Tampa Bay Technology Center, nonprofit technology organization that's been around for 37 years. And the building where our office is at is in Clearwater. And there was a local distributor for one of these mowers there, and he had placed one of these things on their grass as a demo and had left it there. Well, you see, which brings something else into play. You're not home. Now, people are stealing your, you know, people are coming up and stealing your UPS packages or your FedEx packages off your shelf. I'm thinking that somebody who's a thief might want this thing. You know, they can go pawn it or something. Because this thing, by the way, it's $1,500 piece of equipment. So, or more. And you're leaving it in the front yard on a dock. So that, another red flag running up. Just another. But anyway, what this Robin company does out of Dallas is they don't sell you the machine. They own the machine. They sell you a service where they come out every week and they do the edging and the blowing and all of that stuff. And if you want to pay extra, they'll trim your shrubs and all that. So they're selling the service. Your lawn's getting mowed. By the way, they're using a gas-powered edger and a gas-powered weed eater to do all of that stuff. But, you got the electric mower. By the way, they didn't get a deal. They did not get a deal. It's a $4 million business, local business out of Dallas. But what they want to do is they want to franchise it across the country. Well, here's why I'm not buying into it and why I would not have one of those things. You have this thing. You're not home. This thing's out mowing your grass. And then the little yappy dog. I've got a little yappy dog down the street that always comes over and poops in my yard. And it just irritates the bejeejees out of me. But this dog gets out, little yappy dog, little chihuahua, runs across the street. Now, I live in a cul-de-sac, so it's okay. Runs across the street, goes into my yard and poops. I don't know why he likes my yard. He doesn't poop in Al's yard, doesn't poop in any other. He comes over and poops in my yard. I've got one of these lawnmowers going. The little yappy dog comes over. And the next thing you know, the little yappy dog is spread out all over my lawn because I'm not there pushing the lawnmower to keep it away from the yappy dog. What's to do that? I mean, or a kid. I mean, lots of liabilities. So if you're looking at these things, my advice is look somewhere else. Electric mowers? I haven't seen one that I love yet, but I'm not against it. I think it's the wave of the future. Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours.
Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call an NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ask the Garden Geek is brought to you by the good people at HelpIHaveBugs.com. Hey, do you have roaches in your home? If you do and you want to save some money, go to this website, HelpIHaveBugs.com. You'll see a video I made like 7 years ago. It's really cool. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Well, hello, welcome. How you doing? Hope you're having a good day. My name is Michael Gross. This is House of Art. You knew that. So anyway, I'm looking over some show prep here. So this is what I'm doing here. And I think I'm in the wrong place. Let's see if I'm in the right place. Ah, here we go. There's a guy. He has a business, and the business is called, let me get closer to the microphone as we're having technical problems that we're fixing, Black River Landscape Management, an elite outdoor living service. There's a guy named Chris that owns it, and Chris Holland is his name. He's come up with a whole bunch of spring preparation tips, and I'm just reading them for the first time. That's right, right here with you, and I'm reading them on my Fenortner, on my cellular phone. Chris's spring prep checklist tips. Number one, let's see what Chris has to say about number one, and I'll see if I agree with it. Clean up the last bit of leaves and lay down new mulch. Well, I've cleaned up my leaves, had a bunch of those. I have not put down new mulch. The mulch will help protect your soil from hot summer months and keep plant roots moist and keep the weeds away. Yeah, I'll agree with all that. Very good, Chris. Good, good, good. Like that. Two, lay down your pesticide and fertilizer to give your yard that much-needed nutrients. Now, I'm going to go, we're into spring. I'm not into blanket application of pesticides. Now, sometimes I am, but for the most part, I am not. Okay? So I will go along with the fertilizer. Okay? I will definitely go along with the fertilizer. And that is a whole topic into itself. Best spring fertilizer, all that good type of stuff. Maybe we'll talk about that on another segment. Let's see here. Aggregate and reseed your lawn now and fill in any bare spots. Now is also the time to enhance your lawn by improving its color and density. Well, that gets back to the fertilizer, doesn't it? Improving the color and the density. I'm turning into a big fan of Milorganite because it's got the 5.5% iron. It's got the organic nitrogen. You know, it's totally organic product. It actually turns the yard a beautiful blue-green color. I like it a lot. So, yeah, it's a little pricey, but not terribly bad. Prune and trim all the bushes and the hedges and remove all dead or loose infected branches. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing to do in the spring. I did that this last weekend. I did a lot of pruning in my shrubs, did all of that good type of stuff. So that's good. Number five, resand your patio if needed. That is if you have a patio that has the brick pavers. And now's the time of year to resand that if you're going to do. And now's the time to inspect your pavers and remove all dirt, grime, and debris that's collected over the winter months. Yes, I was over at ex-wife number two's house, and her pavers definitely needed resanding. So her and her son are going to do that this coming weekend, and there was a bunch of debris that is wound up on there. So that one I will advise on. Let's see here. Book big projects now We're talking about big landscape projects where you're going to hire a landscaper. And Chris is a landscaper. So he's definitely going to recommend that you do this, and I have to agree with him. Because landscapers get really busy really fast, and now, depending upon where you live in the country, is a good time to do that. Now, if you've been following me, in December, you started planning what you were going to do with the landscape. You know, you were getting the ideas in your head and you were planning. And as we went into January and, you know, it was still wintry, you're still planning and you're getting zeroed down. If you're going to spend some money on landscaping, now's the time to pull the trigger and get that, you know, get that book. Let's see what else he says. Most qualified landscapers are booked 2 months out. Yeah, that's true. Most of the ones I know are. So if you're thinking of building a pool, adding a new deck, or fixing up your lawn, now is the time to do it so you don't have to, you know, live through the construction come May because, and I'm going to agree with him on that. Oh, thank you, Chris Holland, owner of Black River Landscape Management. I have no idea where it is. Chris is a certified Cambridge paving stone installer, blah, 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 with her motto is, if it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. Chris's inspiration to become an entrepreneur began at the early age. That's nice. Where is Black River Landscape at? I can't find it. Not a well-written piece here. Where's it at? I don't know. I do not know. I do not know where it is. So, but anyway, that's it. If I find out where it is, I'll let you know. But I'm not going to take time now and look. But yeah, those are all pretty good ideas. Pretty good ideas. But two of them were kind of the same idea. Time to lay down that fertilizer. Now is the time to lay down that fertilizer. Work on the color of the yard. Fertilizer is not the only way that we work on the color of the yard. Supplementing with liquid iron also will do that, although I recommend putting the milorganite down. We call it Milo out in the field. Throwing that down because it's got the 5.5% iron already. And it's all from nature-based. It's going to be wonderful. It turns the yard a nice blue-green, you know, color that is just stunning to look at. I like it a lot. So those are the ideas. That's what I would suggest that you do. And, you know, I think it's a great idea. So good tips on that. You know, very, very good tips on that. The other thing that I will add to that now is now's the time to make sure that all of your power equipment works. You know, and that's kind of important. I had that challenge this weekend because I mowed and edged and trimmed. And the stuff had been sitting in my garage for a while, not being used, not as long as some of you people in Michigan or New Hampshire or Illinois or South Dakota. But it had been in there for a while. So the very first thing I did, this weekend when I decided I was going to do the mow and just, you know, give the lawn the first shot out, is I changed the oil and I checked the air filter. I had replaced the air filter in the fall, so it didn't need to be replaced, but I pulled it out, checked it, you know, pounded it on the concrete. I don't know why I always do that, but I take the air filter out of the mower and I pound it on the concrete to get the loose stuff out. There wasn't any loose stuff in it, but I pounded it on the concrete. I felt better about myself because when you pound your air filter on the concrete, you feel better about yourself. It's just one of those things. But I did drop the oil and change the oil. The oil was not yucky looking, but I decided new year, new oil. So changed the oil on there, took the spark plug out, cleaned it, made it look nice, stuck everything back together. Then, you know, said, okay, here we go. Put gas in there, fresh gas in there. You know, am I ready to go? Is it going to start? You know, push the little primer thing. You're supposed to push it 3 times. I pushed it 9. You know, I want to be sure. And besides that, I want it to start on the first pull. That's just the way I am. I want it to start on the first pull. So I gave it 9 little pushes on the primer, which is probably way too much, but I did it anyway. Started right on the first one, ran like you would not believe, and was billowing out smoke and all kinds of stuff, you know, pollutants, because lawnmowers do that. That's one of the things. You know, I was talking earlier about electric lawnmowers. I haven't seen one that I love. I'm not objecting to going to one. I don't want to be, you know, my neighbor across the way on the corner had an electric lawnmower that she had to plug in. You know, she plugged it in and she's got the cord out there and she's dealing with the cord. And now the mower seemed to do a good job, but she's constantly, you know, dingling this cord around. And I'm just sitting there saying she's going to run over that cord. She's going to electrocute herself. There's going to be sparks. It's just not going to be good. So she finally got rid of it and bought a, you know, gas powered mower. I would do a electric mower if it was battery powered. I would do that, but I haven't seen one that I love. And maybe in the next couple of years, you know, Elon Musk, you need to get on this now. You've made cars. You make spaceships. I want a lawnmower that's electric. I use an electric edger. I use an electric weed trimmer. I use an electric head shear. I use all of that electric. The only gas thing I got going for me is the lawnmower. So, that will be the next evolution for me, is to go to an electric mower. And maybe someday I will find one that I can love. Find one that I can, become one with, because I like to be friendly to the environment, especially the air and the water and all of that good type of stuff. But like I say, right now, not one. But now's the time to get all your stuff. You know, by the way, I put a new blade on the edger. As a matter of fact, I bought a new edger in the fall. So the blade was, new. I'd used it twice. So, maybe three times. So the blade on the edger was good, but normally I would check that and, change that. I checked the weed, the string in the trimmer, had plenty of string in the trimmer, got rolls of it around here. So, if I need more, I think I've got like a 2-year supply of string. So I was ready to go for the spring. And that's the next thing I would recommend you to do. Get all your equipment in order and make sure it works. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Prose.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ask the Garden Geek is brought to you by the good people at HelpIHaveBugs.com. Hey, do you have roaches in your home? If you do and you want to save some money, go to this website, HelpIHaveBugs.com. You'll see a video I made like 7 years ago. It's really cool. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Strange, some of the email I get, because I talk about things on the air, and then all of a sudden people take little things that I say and they write me emails about it. And here, this is going to be the one that we're talking about. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Crows. I am your chief geek. I'm, like, here to geek out with you and not talk about gardening in this segment. You know, the show used to be called the Home and Garden Show, Home and Garden Radio. And then we just, you know, I just kind of wanted to get away and just talk more about gardening stuff and my ex-wives. And so, you know, I couldn't talk about home stuff, too. But this is a home question. And, you know, people were saying, you know, I used to have a Dyson vacuum cleaner that I loved. And it died. And it died because my darling daughter, my sweet, wonderful daughter, walked into the kitchen once several years ago when she was staying with me. And it's been a while. And she stepped on the cat's water dish. I have a big dish for the cats to drink water out of. I have a big dish. And at that time, I had Luke the dog. So it was a big, big dish. It was Luke's big dish. He was a German Shepherd. So I had a big water dish. Well, she stepped on it. And I had filled it up just before that, not terribly long before that. I was not home when this happened. And so she decided, she water all over the porcelain tile floor, everywhere. My daughter decided she was going to be a good daughter and clean that up. Now, on my sink, and even today, you can walk into my kitchen right now, and on my sink is the generic version of the ShamWow. You remember the ShamWow, right? With Vince? You know, follow this camera guy. It's just some kind of a chamois type thing. I have the ShamBam, which is the exact same thing. But it, you know, I bought it at a home show. As a matter of fact, I bought a bunch of them at home. She goes, I just love the way they work. You get a, you spill Diet Coke on your carpet, you get a wet ShamWow, you wring it out, and then you take it over there and you stick it on there, and it'll wick right up the Diet Coke out of the carpeting. It just, it's a miracle worker. Well, it's same if you, you know, have a bunch of water to clean up. You take one, you get it wet, you take it down there, and it just sucks up even more. You go wring it out in the sink, throw it back down there again, wring it back up. You know, you're just 2 minutes, you're like done. You're like done. But my daughter decided, no, she was going to go high tech. And she takes my rather expensive Dyson vacuum cleaner, and she turns it on and decides to suck up all the water. You know, what a great solution. You know, it sucked up water, from what I've been told, it actually sucked up water for about, oh, I would say 7 or 8 seconds before the motor burned out. Just like that. Boom. So I find out about it. You know, you did this to my Dyson mower. You are not a nice, you know. I was very upset. She goes, oh, Dad, I'll take it down to the vacuum cleaner place and they'll fix it. And I'll pay for it. Yeah, right. So she did. She takes it down to Valone's Vacuums, which is a local vacuum cleaner place. Takes it in there and says, I made a mistake. Oh, what kind of mistake did you make? And I tried to suck up a bunch of water. You can't suck up water with a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Well, and I know that now. And my dad's pretty upset. Would you fix it? And they said, we'll look into it. Well, she didn't leave her number with him. She left my number. And guess how much it was going to cost to replace the motor in the Dyson vacuum cleaner? It was going to cost $360. At which point, I didn't have $360 to spend on a vacuum cleaner. And I'm kind of a fanatical about vacuuming, but I didn't have a lot of money. So I went by Walmart and I bought a Hoover vacuum cleaner, bagless. And I said, you know, okay, this is what I'm going to use. It did not work as well as the Dyson. As a matter of fact, I did not like it at all. It was not my friend. It worked, I guess, but it was loud and it just didn't seem to pick up as well and everything. And I did, you know, I wanted another Dyson, and the prices of Dyson just kept going up and up and up. Well, then I'm sitting there watching I was watching QVC I think it was QVC. I was watching QVC at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Shark came out with a new vacuum cleaner, and you've seen it. It's got that little rubber head in the front that sucks up piles of kitty litter or whatever you throw on there, and then, you know, it goes over your tile floors and kind of polishes them for you. And then they said it's got much more suction than a Dyson and all this, blah 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 blah. And anyway, they had one that they made that, you know, that's the newest thing, with that little brushy thing in the front. And they've got on the market, if you go to the store, you can't buy the one that I bought. The one that I bought, they just came out with this, and they stuck them on QVC. They said, we're not going to do this one. We're going to do a lift away, and we're going to make that, and then the little handheld one, we're going to make that available. But this one, we're not going to make available, but we made a whole bunch of them, so we're going to sell them on QVC. And I bought one, and I think I paid $175 for it. It showed up, and it comes with all these attachments. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the attachments. It comes with multitudes of attachments. And I have to tell you, I just absolutely fell in love with it. I like it better than my Dyson. But you can't buy it because they're all gone now. But if you want a vacuum cleaner that works just as well, the new Sharks that have that different little brush right up in the front of it, it's the same thing. And it just works wonderful. As a matter of fact, one of my clients bought the one that's available now, and it costs more. I think it's like $299 for that one, but it's got the little lift-away thing, and it's got all these other whiz-bang things. And by the way, it didn't have as many attachments as mine came with. I guess they wanted to get these things out of their warehouse. So I got it. I love it. It is, you know, if there's one thing that I don't love about it, it's that the cup that catches all the stuff doesn't have as big a volume as I would like, but that's okay. I can work with that. You know, you just have to empty it a little bit more often, but I like it. It's, you know, it no dust comes out of it, and it sucks everything up. I mean, the suction on this thing is incredible. So I enjoy vacuuming. I just always have. I enjoy mowing my lawn. I enjoy vacuuming. So this was my totally ungardening tip that came through email. People wanted to know what vacuum cleaner I have now, and it is the Shark, but you can't buy that Shark. It's not available. I've never seen it come back. I didn't see it at a retailer, and the guy at Valone's told me, oh, it was a one that they tried out and decided not to go with, and they sold the ones they made. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.